Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
There were two killers.
Luke, that's your daddy.
The robot did it.
Snape was a good guy.
He really wasn't cheating.
They was in purgatory the whole time.
What? Everybody dies.
Verbal Kent is Kaiser Sose.
They killed old Yella.
Oh my god. Everybody in this Tyler Perry movie got AIDS.
Spoiler movie reviews.
What's going on, party people? It's time for another spoiled movie review on the Blackout Tips Podcast Network. Of course, spoiled movie reviews are for people who've seen the movie, don't ever plan on seeing the movie, or don't care about spoilers, because I definitely do get into some spoilers when it comes to these movies. And to this today's movie, it'll probably be a short one, but it's Triple Threat. It's on Netflix. That's how I saw it. It's a 2019 movie directed by Jesse V. Johnson. Starring Tony Jaa, Taika Waititi, and Iko Uwais, who you may know from The Raid, Tony Jaa from The Protector. Taika Waititi was new for me. I don't think I've seen a ton of his movies. I know he's done a lot of stunts, but as an actor, I don't think I've gotten to see a lot of his movies, so I was happy to be kind of introduced to him as an actor. It was also, starring Michael Jai White, who's like probably for me the only other actor I really do recognize in this movie. Love Michael Jai White. He gets to play a bad guy here. So that's always cool. But yeah, let's get into this film. The plot for this film is, when a billionaire's daughter, intent on bringing down a major crime syndicate, is targeted by a group of professional assassins, a team of mercenaries must stop them before they kill her. That's kind of a good, that synopsis is not that great. That kind of gets at some of the stuff, but that cuts out like the first 20 minutes of the movie. So essentially, what happens is that a team of mercenaries are trying to free, or mercenaries, assassins, terrorists, whatever, led by Michael Jai White at first, are essentially trying to free their homie from like a prison camp where he's been taken into custody. And so they do that with the help of Tiger Chin and Tony Jaa's characters. And Iko Uwais is a person that works in this prison camp or whatever, this encampment, and he's there with his girlfriend for some reason, his girlfriend or wife, and his wife gets killed in the crossfire of the attack on this camp to free Collins, played by Scott Atkins. That's basically the whole like plot from there, because then Iko Uwais basically is like, I want my revenge. I want my revenge. And he's like, I'm attacking everybody that has something to do with it. And then later we see in that same battle that he gets knocked out while he's in a fight, gets knocked unconscious, left for dead, and his camp gets blown up, and the people who were witnesses and the other prisoners at the camp essentially are left to die, as well as Tony Jaa and Tiger Chin, who were mercenaries that assisted these, you know, these people. It's supposed to be a peacekeeping mission, but when it turns into we're actually here to rescue our terrorist leader, and your ass going into cells with the other people, and we blowing this bitch up and killing everybody. Well, they do escape, and later they go out and they join like a fighting ring, like fighting circuit, underground fighting circuit. Iko Uwais tracks them down. They fight. He gets beat. Mostly because he's still bleeding from, when he was shot he never even gets his wound dressed or whatever. He just fucking goes to the fight club and gets in a fight, and they basically become like, they don't become best friends, but they become like kind of a team. Like, we're gonna get the bad guys, okay? The people that blew up that camp, it wasn't right. We just basically survived and just went back to regular life, but you right, we need to get some vengeance for our peoples and shit. And so that they become kind of like the A-team, the Asian team, okay? And they all basically start tracking down Collins and Michael Jai White's character Devereaux. They start tracking them down, and the rest of the movie is about and it's kind of loosely thrown together, but them protecting Selena Jade Zian, who is this woman who wants to take down the crime syndicate with her billions of dollars, and of course the crime syndicate don't want that to happen, so that she becomes the number one hit on person on their hit list, and it becomes about protecting her and then taking down the mercenaries and Colin, and then finding out who the fuck is behind the major plot of killing Zia or whatever. So things I liked. Short. Everything I told you is pretty complicated, and it's definitely a movie you should be paying attention to. Lots of subtitles, different languages being spoken, and honestly they do a great job with the fact that there's so many languages being spoken here, because like even the three leads aren't from the same place and they speak different languages and stuff, and you know, depending on, there's English, there's French, there's Chinese, there's Mandarin, there's all these different languages throughout this movie, and they do a great job of blending it together. So you gotta give them credit for that. And then like I said, 1 hour 36 minutes, y'all know I love me an hour and a half movie, especially an action movie, because like that means you didn't waste my time. So lots of fighting. The action is definitely what you came here for here, you know. It's definitely kung fu kicks all over the place, and I love Michael Jai White as a big bad, you know, as a heavy, as they call him. And he was chewing up the scenery. He's just talking shit to these little Asian dudes like, oh, I'm gonna do this, that, and the other to you. And then, wow, 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 wow. You know, so I love the fights. Definitely worth it for the choreography. Also, the fights work because everyone here is mostly known for stunts. Like Tiger Chan's known for stunts. The guy who plays Collins, definitely known for stunts. Some of these people, it's their first time getting a star in front of the screen in a movie. And yeah, while that means the star power isn't gonna blow you away, but these are some people that worked on like The Matrix, you know, people that have done stunt coordination for The Raid and shit. Like, this is what I wanna see. And especially when you juxtapose these basically little Asian dudes fighting these big ass like steroided up Americans, like the fights actually are pretty dope, and the different fighting styles matching up against each other are dope. It's also very violent and graphic. Like, motherfuckers get dealt with in this movie. This ain't no PG-13 killings. You seeing blood, guts, all kinds of stabbings. Like one woman, she gets shot from almost point blank range with a grenade launcher, which just leaves her a bloody mess. But I like that they went there with it, because a lot of times these movies pull up short when it comes to that. So I loved all of that stuff. What else did I like? It looks great. You know, the way they filmed it, stunt choreography, all that stuff, the actual like different scenes and different locations all look amazing. It's funny, you know, not like knockdown drag out funny, but you know, just kind of like funny shit, like when Tony Jaa's fighting Collins and he's like talk, it just starts whooping his ass and shit. Like, I love that stuff. What else did I like about this movie? Feel like those are the main things to like about it. Yeah, if you're into stunts and action, definitely that's where you're getting all that stuff from. Negatives for the movie, I mean, obviously you're not getting top flight acting here. All the language changes, I think it makes it a struggle for some of the actors, because sometimes they have to act in English, sometimes Mandarin, all the stuff, even though it's written well into the movie why they have to do that. But yeah, so acting is not what you came for, but that I can see that being a little bit of a thing. Some of the characters are super one-dimensional, you know. The whole plot line with Ika Uwais's wife dying, like, why did you even bring her to a motherfucking military camp, like to chill, like what. It's such a cliche move, like action man, like it's like the plot of a 80s action movie, but it somehow got made in 2019. I was like, you killed my wife. It's like, I just wanted Michael Jai White to be like, what the fuck was she doing in a military encampment? But yeah, so so I thought that was cool. You know, the moves was looking sweet. I will say that even with all the stunt work and choreography, I do feel like they could have done better stunt work and better choreography, maybe with a little bit bigger budget, a little more time. Some of it felt a little too like going through the motions, so I wouldn't put the Kung Fu up there with like The Raid, but it is up there. So if you like, I think The Raid was to me one of the top flight, like, oh my fucking god, choreography movies with fights. Now at the same time, I don't know what the safety protocols are in Malaysia. I think they just tell you, we killed 7 people during the filming of this movie and you just have to let it go. But yeah, so I did like that stuff. It does have a lot of heavy lifting. I think the plot tries to do a little too much when you start adding in the billionaire daughter angle and the crime syndicate angle and who set her up. That is, we don't care. What we really want to see is these Asian dudes fight Michael Jai White now. You know, I think it could have benefited from Michael Jai White actually being the lead of the bad guys rather than the second in command. You know, glass ceiling still slams on the head of the criminal element. Okay, you still come up number two even though you got the best hands of the crew. So I think Michael Jai White should have been the big bad, in my opinion, even though Scott Atkins had them hands and had the moves and everything. I mean, he wasn't a bad guy, but Michael Jai White just seemed to really cherish and enjoy being the bad guy. He doesn't really get to do that a lot. So yeah, I thought that was cool. I think that's about it for anything I did not like. Yeah, I mean, ultimately kind of a silly throwaway plot, you know, just like most action movies, the plot exists for us to get fight scenes, put it that way. All right, let's see, 0 to 5, what do I get this? I actually get this a 4 out of 5. I know, and I think also partially because it is a impossible white man movie essentially, so you know, that's my favorite genre, so I think I would give it a 4 out of 5. You know, for all the reasons I implicated, you know, sitting at home on Netflix watching this joint is definitely a great way to pass the time. If you're not into subtitles, you hate reading, yeah, you know, all this shit, maybe you will be bothered by some of it because there are long segments where it's like they're not talking to any Americans, they don't need to be talking English, and when that happens in this film, they just don't do it, which I like, but some people don't like that, but it felt more authentic to me. So anyway, that's what I would give this movie, a 4 out of 5. See you for the next review soon. Peace.